The National Children's Commissioner says too many children are being traumatised by domestic violence. In her latest report being released today, Megan Mitchell has found that 4 to 5 children in every classroom have experienced or witnessed violence. Lindy Kerin reports.
The National Children's Commissioner Megan Mitchell says this report is an important one.
People would be shocked at the statistics about how many victims of physical and sexual violence there are of children.
And these are some of the figures. 1 in every 12 people has been physically abused by a family member as a child. 1 in every 28 people has also experienced sexual abuse as a child. And a further 23% of children have witnessed violence against their mother.
You can think about an average class of teenagers. You know, that's at least 4 or 5 kids in every class that have either witnessed or experienced violence as direct victims.
Megan Mitchell says family violence can have a devastating and long-lasting impact.
We know that early exposure to family violence can have lifelong implications in terms of physical and mental health, substance abuse, employment, capacity to form healthy relationships. But we also know that family violence can manifest itself negatively in child development and has been directly linked to a range of mood and personality disorders, impaired cognitive functioning and learning, antisocial and aggressive behaviour. These are not the conditions for children to thrive. At the end of the day, as adults, I think we have to take accountability for our behaviour and its impact on children. This, for me, must be a national priority.
Among the recommendations is a call for pregnant women to be routinely asked by health professionals whether they're experiencing domestic violence.
We know pregnancy is a time of heightened risk for violence, and we really need to be increasing the surveillance and support during that time.
Commissioner Mitchell says family violence against young people is an issue that's not fully understood or properly documented. She says children are often neglected by the system.
Children kind of fall through the gaps and they're a bit lost. They're not the focus of the domestic violence system primarily. They tend to get lost in family court proceedings. Or they might have a response from a child protection system that perversely could remove them from the protecting parent. And all of these systems struggle to talk to each other and intersect with each other in ways that are helpful for the safety and well-being of the child. So we really need a national focus on the needs of children, a national systemic focus on the needs of children affected by family violence.
The National Children's Commissioner, Megan Mitchell, ending that report from Lindy Kerin.